我们需要有点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
每次来到你面前的时候，我们都是感觉我们所蒙的恩是何等的深，何等的美。
Each time when we come into your presence, we truly feel the depth and the beauty of your grace.
因为你不仅是把我们带出那死亡和黑暗的权势。
Because not only have you brought us out of the power of death and sin.
并且你是把你自己的完美荣耀丰富智慧能力全都赏给我们。
But you also have given unto us of your riches, your glory, your power, your abundance.
主啊，对着这位施恩的主，我们实在没有别的话好说。
Lord, toward you who is our gracious Lord, we're speechless.
我们只有更多的颂赞、赞美归给我们的神。
We can only offer you all the more praises and thanksgiving.
因为你不仅是配得，并且你所做的更是吸引我们的心，没有一点的保留。在自己这一面
Because all that you have done, not only are you worthy, but you do compel us, Lord, to demand all of us that we would not withhold any from you.
我们何等乐意真实的是把自己完全的交给你。
Lord, how willing we are to give ourselves wholly unto you.
但是我们常常是带着我们的愚昧和软弱，就是赶不上你在我们身上所有的美好的定义。
But oftentimes we are filled with foolishness and weakness, and we cannot follow on to the goodwill you have upon us.
感谢你。
But we thank thee.
我们虽然是落后，你却是没有减低你对我们的要求。
Even though we do fall behind, you do not lower your standard requirement of us.
你是按照你的定义引我们一直的往前走。
And according to your goodwill, you continue to lead us forward.
直到你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
Until your will is completed upon us.
对着这样大的恩典，我们实在没有别的话说，只有敬拜、赞美归给你。
And with such great grace before us, we really are dumbfounded. We can only offer you all the more praises and thanksgiving.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
晚上我们聚会一同读你的话的时候，求你就把你的心思和意念更明亮地照在我们里头。
This evening as we gather to read into your word, may you give us more light and wisdom into your word.
让我们在跟随你路上没有一个人一直落后到底。
So that as we continue to follow you, none of us would fall behind to the end.
我们什么时候赶不上你在那里加深地催促我们要跟上来。
And whenever we do fall behind, may you urge us on all the more to follow on.
因为你配得这一切，不能容让我们的愚昧和无知可扣在我们的身上。
Because you're worthy of all of this, that would not allow for our foolishness to hinder your work.
赞美感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank God.
带领我们晚上一同读经的时候，能直接见到你的面，也听见你的话。
This evening, as we look into your scriptures, may you help us to see your face and hear your voice.
感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们感谢主，好快。就来到了诗篇靠近末了的一部分了。
We thank the Lord so quickly. We're drawing to the last portion of the book of Psalms.
虽然还有三分一，这三分一也是蛮重的。
Even though,
但是我们感谢主，主就是如此的带着我们一直走到今天。
Even though we have about one third left, and this final third portion is quite heavy, but we are thankful to the Lord for His grace that has brought us through thus far.
上一次我们读到神发表了他的心思，尽管地上有许许多多的人事物在那里， 给神的名顶撞，也给神的儿女们骚扰。
Last time we shared and mentioned that even though there are many people, matters, and events that hinder and oppose God and also disturb the children of God,
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
主说, 这一切都要停止。
The Lord says all this will come to an end.
但是怎么停止呢?
Now how does that come to an end?
这是一个大问题。
And that is a big question.
感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
从九十篇开始,
starting from Psalm 90,
神一直是明明的暗暗的在那里显出他要行一件事情来结束在地上的一切的愚昧顶撞和落后。
Clearly or hiddenly, God has mentioned to us that he will do one thing, and this matter that he is to do will put an end, cease all the opposition, all the foolishness, and all the disturbance.
所以我们读到过九十篇以后这几篇一直到今天晚上我们要读的。
So as we continue on from Psalm 90 and the Psalms we'll look at this evening.
仍然是围着神的审判来做那个中心点。
It is still surrounding that central thought of the judgment of God.
而我们先是看到神的主的宝座是建立在什么根基上?
First, we'll look at what is the foundation that the throne of God is established.
然后我们就看见不仅是神的宝座的根基是那么的严肃。
Not only then will we see how solemn the foundation of the throne of God is,
是公义和怜悯的发表。
It is a manifestation of righteousness and mercy.
但是坐在这个宝座上的主呢?
And the Lord who sits upon this throne,
他自己本身就更是这样的一个事实的发表。
He himself is even more so the personification of this manifestation.
所以我们从神的宝座开始看,看到今天的时候,我们从主的话里好非常清楚地看到神的本性。
And therefore, when we look from this view until today, we are able to see then into the very nature, the character of God.
所以我们从九十八篇那里头接上来。
So when we continue on from Psalm 98,
我们上次已经特别提了。
Now, last time we already made mention.
在九十八篇那里头。
In Psalm 98.
有一个宣告在那里发出来。
There is this proclamation there expressed.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song.
因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩。
For he have done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里短短的一句话就把神从创造到救赎的那个具体的内容全包括在里头。
Here with these simple words, from creation until redemption, God includes all of his work and amongst these words.
根据这样的一个事实。
And because of this fact,
一个宣告就在那里。
And here's the proclamation.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到了。
We're able to see.
地上的人人口的数字是蛮多。
Those on earth, the population is very large.
但是能唱山歌的新歌的人并不太多。
But there are not many who can sing this new song.
只是少数的人有这个条件。在神面前唱新歌。
It is only reserved for a few who are qualified to sing such a new song.
弟兄姊妹都已经很清楚地掌握得到了。
And brothers and sisters can grasp this very clearly.
这一个新歌不是一般的歌曲或者说那个诗文。
This new song is not just a common song or the poem.
而是神和人中间的整个的过程怎么从失落到恢复到原来的那一个位置再加上 神恩典的祝福。
It is a description of those who have been fallen and been restored back to their original position, and add on to that is the blessing of God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以当98篇末了的时候，就说到，等到有一天主要来。来做什么呢？审判全地。
Therefore, the end of Psalm 98, it tells us that the Lord shall come, and when he comes, what will he do? He will judge all the land.
审判世界。
And he will judge the world.
按公义审判万民。
And he will judge with righteousness the people.
好了。当神的话说到这，启示到这里的时候。
Now, when the Lord's words are revealed unto this point.
那么在人这一边就有反应。
Then with man there is this response.
所以今天晚上我们从99篇一直盼望主给我们足够的时间看到101篇。
So if the Lord's willing, tonight we'll look from Psalm 99 through Psalm 101.
89篇一开始。
So at the beginning of Psalm 98.
就接上前面提及神的审判。所引出的一些效果。
Now it will follow on to the previous Psalms, the results of the judgment of God.
他在那里就是那么清楚地指出，耶和华作王，万民当战斗。
So Psalm 99 plainly states at the very beginning, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble.
这个话是很重。
And these words are very weighty.
一般说来没有一个人敢承担得了。
And in general, no one is able to bear these words.
因为在这里不仅是提到耶和华作王。
Because here not only speaks the fact that the Lord reigns.
一提到耶和华作王。
But when it speaks that he reigns.
弟兄姊妹你留意的在旧约的日子他们是看到国度。
Brothers and sisters, take note, in the days of the Old Testament, they see the expression of the kingdom.
而这里他们也就是借着国度的那一个显现来指出这个问题。
So here, according to the appearance of the kingdom, then they also state this matter.
耶和华作王。
The Lord reigns.
在哪里作王？
Where does he reign?
当然就是在国度里作王。
Of course, he reigns in the kingdom.
那么当神的王的权柄在国度里头显出来的时候
And when the authority of the king is manifested in his kingdom
那么百姓就有反应
So there's a response from the people
什么反应呢
What is their response?
我说它严重就是严重在这
And this is why I say it is very solemn
因为这一个反应按照人的感觉来说不是一个太美太好的反应。
Because the general response in man with this word, this description is not a very normal or good response.
因为你自己读下来你就知道了。
Because when we read on, we can sense it.
别人来解释。
We don't need others to explain.
万民都当战惊。
Let the people tremble.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
到神面前来的时候应该是欢欢喜喜的。
When we come into God's presence, we want to be glad and rejoice.
因为神给我们所看到他乐意用他的恩典来对待寻求他的人。
Because God shows us he is willing to give grace to those who seek after him.
怎么现在神说出了一些事情好像和他一直给我们听到施恩的话不调和的。
Why is it here does not seem to match or harmonious with what God has shown us previously with His words of grace?
你到神面前来的时候
When you come into God's presence,
你应该是欢欢喜喜
You ought to be with joy and gladness, to be, have a fullness of joy.
但是在这里神就提到你们到这一位做王的君的神面前你们要战惊。
But here God states, let those who come before the Lord who reigns, let the people tremble.
什么事呢
?Why?
那弟兄姊妹们你要留意的第一个是什么时候
?So brothers and sisters, first take note, what is this time frame?
第二个你要注意的是什么时间
?And so the other matter is, when does this happen?
那其实这两个问题是连通的。
Now this is a similar question.
头一件事情你看到的。
So the first thing we can see,
神所以有这个权柄执行，因为他是王。
The fact that God has such authority to execute it is because He Himself is God.
他是掌管一切的王。
And he is the one who reigns over all.
他是万王之王，万主的主。
He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神从起初就是这样的一位神。
And this is, he is God at the beginning in this way.
这是很长的时间，人没有把神放在这个位置。
But for a long period of time, man did not honor him as God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着他的救赎,
because of his redemption,
许多人给挽回过来,
many have been redeemed.
但是还是有许多的人, 他们对神的救赎的安排没有什么太大的兴趣。
But there are still many who are not very interested in his plan of redemption.
现在国度来了,
and now the kingdom appears.
主作王了,
and the Lord reigns.
那主就在这里宣告了,
and so here he proclaims.
当主作王执行审判的时候,
and when the Lord reigns and execute his judgment,
一切的人都要颤抖,
then let all the people tremble.
为什么呢?
Why?
如果你是一个不信的人，
If you're one who does not believe,
那当然你没办法不颤抖。
Of course, you cannot accept tremble.
就是我们这些相信了主的人，
Even for us who believe in the Lord,
当主审判显出来的时候，
When the judgment of the Lord is manifested,
虽然我们所面对的审判是不一样，
though our judgment which we face is different,
神儿女所碰到的审判是称为基督台前的审判。
And the judgment for the children of God is the judgment before the seat of Christ.
万民的审判呢？
Now the judgment of all the people.
可以说分成至少是两个阶段。
We can say at least it is in two parts.
第一个是国度的审判。
One is the judgment of the kingdom.
第二个是白色大宝座的审判。
And the other judgment is before the great white throne.
但是这两个审判引出来的结果呢？
But the result of these two judgments
是一样的。
It is the same.
你与神没有关系。
If we have nothing to do with God,
你的结局就是到火湖里去。
The result would be in the lake of fire.
那说当人落到神的审判里头，所面对的是这样一些的光景的时候，你没有办法不颤抖。
Therefore, if this be the condition when we face the judgment of God, we must tremble.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们说我们会颤抖。
We say we may tremble.
但是我们的颤抖是带着敬畏。
But our trembling is with reverence.
另外有些人他们是颤抖。
Others may tremble.
他们实际的光景是绝望。
Because their actual condition is hopelessness.
但是不管那个结果是怎样。
But regardless of what the result may be.
到了神的审判显出来的时候。
When the judgment of God appears.
神的权柄荣耀。显出来的时候，
When the authority and glory of God is revealed,
一切受造之物，
All creation,
一个事实在那里要接受。
There is only one fact all creation must receive.
不管你怎么想，
Regardless of what we think,
你都浮下来，在神的权柄底下接受审判的结果。
All must prostrate to receive the result of his judgment.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们一看到这个问题是那么严肃的时候，
Therefore, when we see this matter so solemn,
人的心思里就有反应。
Then there ought to be a response in the heart of man.
他这样审判我们，定我们的罪。
If God judge us and condemn us in this way,
他是给我们有一些的处置。
Then we would have this misunderstanding.
他凭什么可以执行这个权柄？
According to what would he execute such authority?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
99篇就是这样来给我们提示了。
And so Psalm 99 reminds us of this.
神审判我们的权柄不是平白跑出来的。
And the authority which God judges us does not come out of nowhere.
他是有资格，
He is qualified.
他是有权柄
and he has such authority.
他是完全有这样的一个荣耀和能力来执行这个审判。
Indeed, he has such glory and power to execute this judgment.
然后按照这一个审判来定规，人在神面前 你的永远在哪里。
And it is according to this judgment, it will determine where man's end, eternity lies.
那所以你留意这里的话，
So take note of the words here.
对不起，我先在这里打岔一点点，先说说。
So I just go off a little bit and first state.
在几篇诗篇里，虽然话语不太长，
Even though these chapters are not very long.
但是我们读的时候要很留意的注意谁说话。
But we have to take note of the fact who is the speaker.
因为这里边呢，好像人在那里对话的那样子来发表这几篇诗篇。
It seems like the expression of these psalms here are is conversation between two people.
我不知道这一个，在地上我们常常碰到一些事情，是不是和这一个原则有点关系。
I don't know, is it the fact that sometimes when we encounter matters in this world, it's related to here.
如果弟兄姊妹你喜欢唱歌的话，
Now for brothers and sisters who like to sing,
你知道一首歌或者一个音乐的作品摆在那里的时候，它的结构一般来说都是这样。
You know, in a musical work or in a song, much of the structure is in this way.
我举个例子来说说，弟兄姊妹你就会明白。
So as an example, this illustration, you understand.
诗歌一定有好几节。
And so in a hymn, there are several stanzas.
那么每一节。
And each verse, each stanza.
都有他自己的作用在哪里。
There is a function in each stanza alone.
那比方我们拿我们的诗歌来说。
So for example, in the hymns we use.
第一行。
So the first line.
你看下去是吧，第一行。
So you see the first line.
总是一个好像一个问题摆在那里。
Yeah, so it seems as if there is a question there in the first line.
然后第二行。
And then the second line.
我只是说说音调，不是说那个词句。
Now I'm not speaking of the words, the lyrics.
懂音乐的人就比较体会的多一些。
So with the music,
我们这些门外汉，只能哦，是有这么一回事嘛。
For those who know music, then you would understand. But I'm speaking of the music, not the lyrics.
第二行的那个诗句，那个音乐的呢，就是对第一个问题的反应。
Therefore, the second line, the second measure of the music actually echoes, responds to the first line.
首一个反应就引出第二个问题。
When you have the first reply echo, then the second question comes.
又是一个反应。
Again, then you follow that with an answer, an echo.
到末了就给你一个结果。
Then at the end, it will give you that conclusion.
我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
我们看到这里的时候，你也看到这样的一件事。
When we see these psalms here, we see similar matters.
他是应该受敬畏，受敬畏以致人要在他面前战斗的。
Because God reigns and He is worthy of man's honor, so that people shall tremble.
为什么呢
？Why？
那这里说到。就有人在那里就发出这个事实。
And so here it speaks of the fact some would express this.
那单从第一第到第三节你留意到。
So even from verse 1 to verse 3 you can take note.
第一节
Verse 1.
就是那个事实问题的出来了。
And it is the fact stated but is in a question.
耶和华作王，万民都当战斗。
The Lord reigns, let the people tremble.
人家就要问了。
Others will ask.
为什么？
Why?
你看第二节就有回答了。
And so the echo, the reply in verse 2.
他回答是什么呢？
What is the reply here?
他坐在二基鲁伯上，地当动摇，耶和华在锡安为大。他超乎万民之上。
He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the people.
就说出了神和万有的那一个关系。
This speaks of the fact His relationship in relation to all.
99篇还没有说得很清楚。
Psalm 99 states it, but it's not even extremely clear.
一到 100篇的时候你就看得蛮清楚。
Psalm 100 is very clear.
我们到100篇的时候再看那里。
When we reach Psalm 100, we'll say that again.
现在我们只是看说出他们这原则性是无如何来去认识神所显明的所作所为。
But in principle, here we first state the fact when God reveals himself who he is and what he has done.
所以我刚才说弟兄姊妹你特别要留意。
So I mentioned brothers and sisters, take note.
在诗篇的里头不仅是说这一篇两篇整本圣经里面有很多的话。你看他头一句话说话的是谁接上来的话是谁回答那个话或者说说第一句话的人他继续在那里显明他所要说的话。
In Psalms, not only in these chapters, but throughout all the book of Psalms, take note of the speaker who speaks the first verse and then who continues on, or if the first person speaks, continues on.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
99篇里头我们就看到这样的一个情形。
And in Psalm 99, we're able to see that illustration.
然后我们再看到100和101的时候，你就往深处可以看到更明显。
If we continue on, when we continue on with Psalm 100 and 101, we see that even more evidently.
第二句话一出来的时候。
And then when these words appear.
他就说出为什么你们要战斗。
Now, it tells us, states why the people must tremble.
那答案很简单。
The answer is very simple.
他说他坐在二基路伯上。
It states,
地当动摇。
Because he sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved.
那是什么意思?
What does this mean?
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
你知道基路伯在神面前所执行的任务。
We know what the cherubim is, the duty of the cherubim is.
这个是管理和执行神的荣耀和权柄的显明的天使。
The cherubims are the angels who govern, who manifest the glory and the authority of God.
但是这你要注意的是什么呢?
But what must we take note of?
在掌管神的荣耀和权柄之上。
But he is the one who sitteth between above those who execute his glory and his power.
那就是说出神的宝座设立在什么地方。
Then it states the fact, where is God's throne established?
是设立在一切的荣耀和权柄的至高点。
His throne is established on the highest above all glory and authority.
那如果你看到这样的一件事。
And if we see such a fact,
你就晓得上文所说的。地就当动摇。
Then we realize what follows that the earth ought to be moved.
神的权柄荣耀显出来的时候。
And when the glory and authority of God is revealed.
地本来算不得什么，但是撒旦堕落了以后，地就好像成为很中心的一个大片。
The earth itself is not very significant, but after the fall of Satan, it seems like the earth is at the center of the work.
人住在哪里?
And man dwells there.
但是神要从这个地方抢人。
But here, God is seeking, for man.
但神呢,就不让撒旦在这个地方上面去抢人。
But God does not allow Satan for him to grab, to take away the man from the land.
那属灵的事情就是这样子，继续从人堕落了以后，一直到现在是这样的出现。
And this is the spiritual condition, ever since the appearance of man and the fall of Satan.
但是等到一天。
But one day.
神作王。
When God reigns.
什么时候?
When?
我们刚才提到那是指着国度的时候。
We may mention previously this during the kingdom.
那你就留意到一件事情。
So then we take note of this.
国度显出来的时候。
When the kingdom is manifested.
撒旦在哪里?
Where Satan?
撒旦给关在 无底坑里。
Satan is thrown into the bottomless pit.
在地上没有他活动的余地。
Now there is no grounds for his activity on earth.
在地上就是毫无保留的显明神的荣耀和权柄。
So on earth, without any withholding, the glory and authority of God is manifested.
所以万民，你一碰见我们的神的时候，你只有一个事情可以做的，就是服下来。
So let all the people, when we encounter God, there is only one response, and that is to prostrate.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那然后就在这里就提到，耶和华在锡安伟大，他超乎万民之上。
Then it is mentioned here, the Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the people.
那说到神在万民的当中，他应该显明的是一个什么位置？
And here speaks of the fact amongst all the people, what is the position He ought to take?
他在锡安伟大。
He is great in Zion.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以这样领会。
Now, brothers and sisters, we can take note of this.
他在被造的人当中，他伟大。
And he is chief. He is first amongst all the created people.
但是不是只是在被造的人当中，他伟大。
But not only is he first amongst the created people.
如果当神的国度显明的时候，
but
神在万民当中也伟大。
But even amongst all the people in his kingdom, he is manifested as first.
为什么他伟大?
Why is he magnified?
为什么不是某某人伟大?
Why is it not so-and-so who is first?
为什么不是我伟大?
Why is it that I'm not first?
弟兄姊妹，你注意了，那个答案很简单。
So brothers and sisters, that answer is very simple.
简单到一个什么地步呢?
How simple is it?
就说出神的所是。
It states the fact who God is.
但是神把他的所事显明出来的时候，那就回答了人的问题，你凭什么跟神相比？
And when the fact of who God is revealed, it answers man's question. According to what can we compare ourselves to God?
人真是的，实在是有一个有这样的一种心思，要与神相比。
And this is truly in the heart of man that we want to compare ourselves to God.
但是等到神的权柄能显出来的国度显明了。
But when the authority of God is manifested in His kingdom,
你就看见。
We would be able to see.
看见什么呢?
What do we see?
神的本身。
God Himself.
他的本身是什么呢?
Now, who is God himself?
这篇圣经里头三次用这样的一句话来指着神来发表。
And in this chapter, it expressed God in this way three times.
当你看见神的荣耀彰显的时候，
And when we see the glory of God manifested,
你们就称赞他。
And we shall exalt him.
大而我可畏的名。
And we shall praise his great and terrible name. And why must we praise his great and terrible name?
那这是第一次提到那个事实。
So this is the first mentioning of that fact.
他本为圣。
That he is holy.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里头不仅是说出他是圣。
But here it does not only speak of the fact he is holy.
并且同时也在那里发表他是一切圣的根源。
But it also states the fact that he is the source, the origin of all that is holy.
任何与神是的能接触上来的，那他们也能因着与神的接触，他们也成为圣。
The fact that God is holy and all who have anything to do with God because of God being holy, we will also be holy.
对这一位能叫你成为圣的神。
And for God who is able to sanctify us, to make us holy,
你该怎么对待他?
How ought should we respect him?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他在这里说到，他大而可畏的名他本为圣。
Here it speaks his great and terrible name, for he is holy.
第五节
Verse 5,
最末了
at the end,
他说在他脚前下拜他本为圣。
And worship at his footstool, for he is holy.
然后最末了的那句话 你们要遵从耶和华我们的神，在他圣山下拜，因为耶和华我们的神本为圣。
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
那等姊妹你就你看到在这一篇诗篇里头接连提到神是怎么一样的呢？
So,
他实在没有办法用具体的事情做一个表达。
So here, how does it describe, express our God? We cannot describe it with any material or practical matters.
他只能用一个神的本性来那在那里说明神怎么是能成为荣耀、权柄、智慧、能力的彰显。
We can only use the very nature, the character of God Himself to express, describe why He is glory, power, wisdom, to describe Him.
弟兄姊妹，你可以这样领会。
Brothers and sisters, we can understand it in this way.
因为他的名本为圣。
Because His name is holy.
啊，这就是说他就是本为圣。
Because he himself is holy.
什么叫做为圣？
What does it mean, holy?
与一切都不一样。
Holy means that he is unlike any other.
在权柄来说，他的权柄最洁净。
As far as authority is concerned, his authority is pure.
从荣耀来说，他的荣耀是没有一点的瑕疵。
As far as glory is concerned, his glory has no blemish.
从性质来说，他里面没有一点点是叫神的名字受沾污的。
In terms of nature, essence, there is nothing that will cause his name to be blemished.
那换一句话来说，
In other words,
如果我们有圣洁的，有圣洁的这一个观念的，
If we have this concept of being holy as clean and pure,
你可以肯定的这样说，
we can say it with confidence.
神是圣洁的源头，
that God is the very source of holiness.
神是圣洁的本性。
And God Himself is the very essence, the nature of holiness.
再有，神是使人得圣洁的那一个根据。
And also, God Himself is the very foundation, the source that will cause others to be sanctified, to be holy.
所以你是不论从什么哪一个方面来看神。
So regardless of what aspect we look at God,
你看到神是这样的一位神。
We see that God is such a God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你特别注意的。
We take note.
他本为圣。
He is holy.
你看见神。
When we see God.
你看见神什么呢？
What do we see of God?
我们读圣经的时候读到人看到神的形象有很多的表达。
When we read the scriptures and we see how man sees the image of God, there are many different expressions.
但是我们读到那些经文的时候，我们只能说神只是把他一点点的形象来向我们解开。
But when we read certain scripture passages, we can only say that God reveals somewhat of his image to us in a small way.
神本性是怎么的呢？
But what is his very own nature, his character?
没有一个地方是做过很具体的发表。
There is no passage that is very practical, very complete to express this. You say, why is that so?
因为谁能完全领会神是怎样的人？
Because the reality is, who is truly able to fully comprehend who God is?
没有一个人。
No one. No one is able.
那所以在诗篇里头，他就是用这一句话。因为他本为圣。
Because in the Psalms, it can only describe God simply with these words. He himself is holy.
你要认识什么叫做圣洁。
If we know what is holiness,
你看神就好。
Look at God.
你再看呢。
And if we see again,
看神使人为圣的这样的一个 这个安排和工作。
He himself who sanctifies and see his plan, his arrangement for holiness, sanctification.
说到神的自己，我们没有办法能了解的太多。
Now when we speak of God himself, we cannot have a full comprehension.
但是说到我们呢？
But when we look at us,
我们虽然不成熟,
even though we're not mature,
我们虽然还不能完全的装满了神的自己,
and we cannot fully be filled with God himself.
但是我们知道一件事,
but we know one thing,
也经历了那件事,
and we have experienced it.
什么事?
What is that?
神叫我们成为圣洁无瑕疵, 如同他自己一样。
That God himself will make us holy without blame,without blemish, like he is.
现在我们没有这个，还不到这个地步。
And now we are not at that condition.
但是在神的那个永远的计划里头，他要做成这样子一件事。
But in that very eternal plan of God, that is what he will complete.
在你我的身上，到现在为止，我们常常看到我们自己的软弱，无聊，那个愚昧。和肤浅。
And upon you and me ourselves, we see how weak and how ignorant, how shallow we are.
但是感谢主，他有一个应许。
But we thank the Lord, he has this promise.
他要把我们这些人带到一个地步，要叫我们也成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Even us, he will bring us to this condition to be holy without blemish.
这是神的本性。
And that is God's own nature.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
当你真认识神的本性的时候，
And when we come
你不能不敬拜他。
His very own nature, then we must worship him.
你不能不在那里，在他面前发抖。
And we must tremble in his presence.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们好往前去看。
So we continue on.
你就更具体的看到神怎么本为善。
More practically, more concretely, we see why he himself is holy. And he himself is holy.
留意第四节开始。
Starting with verse 4.
王有能力，喜爱公平，建立公正，在雅各中施行公平和公义。你们当遵从耶和华我们的神，在他桌前下拜，他本为圣。
The king's strength also loves judgment, and he does establish equity.And he executes judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy.
在第四节开始，
Starting with verse 4.
就说到神的所作来显明他为圣。
It speaks of all his work to manifest the fact that he himself is holy.
他所做的显明是什么呢？
Now what is it that he has done?
无论什么事情，
Regardless of what his work is,
在神那里
With God,
是没有偏差的。
There is no going astray.
你注意那里说的。
Take note what it says there.
喜爱公平。
He loves judgment.
建立公正。
He establishes equity.
哎呀，你说说话谁都可以说了。
You say these words are easy to say.
但是别漏了第一头一句。
But do not forget what says before this.
王有能力。
The king's strength, he has the power.
有什么能力呢？
What power and strength?
慈爱公正，喜爱公平，建立公正。
His strength also loves judgment and establish equity.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你就留意了。
Now take note.
神这样说话。
When God speaks this way,
他是指着以色列来说的。
He is speaking toward Israel.
指着雅各来说的。
He is pointing at Jacob.
因为那里头在雅各中施行公平和公义。
He executes judgment and righteousness in Jacob.
你们要遵从他了。
And you must exalt him.
在他脚凳前下拜，他本为圣。
Worship at his footstool, for he is holy.
具体的事情怎么说？
So practically, what does that say?
这里是说到神所做，但是只是原则性的。
It says of what God has done, but in principle.
没有碰到具体的问题。
It didn't come into the practical, concrete matter.
接上去神就用具体的问题来答复这一个问题。
And then God continues on to use a practical, substantiate this question.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
So take note, brothers and sisters, verse 6.
在他祭司中有摩西和亚伦。
Moses and Aaron amongst his priests.
在求告的人中有撒母耳。
And Samuel among them that call upon his name.
弟兄姊妹们先注意这个部分。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to this part.
在他的祭司中有摩西和亚伦。
There is Moses and Aaron among his priests.
他们的祭司是什么？
So what is it amongst the priests?
神说他们是祭司。
That is their ministry as priests.
祭司的功用是什么？
What is the function of a priest?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对旧约的事情稍微领会一点
，Now brothers and sisters who are somewhat familiar with the matters in the Old Testament，
知道
，We clearly know，
祭司是在旧约的时候人和神交通的那一个关键。
The priest is the key person, the figure between the communication between God and man。
人和神的交通接不上
，Man cannot commune with God。
那怎么能接上这个交通呢
？Now how can then man commune with God？
人心里面如果认识有神的话，他们盼望与神有交通。
If man knows God in their heart, they long to have fellowship with God。
神自己本身呢
？And God Himself
也是愿意与神有交通。
Also is very willing to have fellowship with man。
双方面都有交通。的趋向
，and we both sides are inclined to have fellowship.
但在旧约的日子
，but in the days of the Old Testament,
你可以有这个倾向
you have this inclination.
你可以有这个心思
，and you have this longing.
但是你凭什么可以显明这样的一个交通
，but
可以执行
？But by what, according to what, can you have such fellowship?
在旧约的日子里头
，in the days of the Old Testament,
如果按照人是亚当的后裔的话。根本和神就不能交通。
According to man, because we're Adamic, we have no means to fellowship with God.
如果说神和以色列人那个关系来说的话
，If we speak of the relationship between God and Israel,
关系是有的。
They have that relationship.
但是你要叫这个关系发生功用
，But for this relationship to have an actual function,
你先要解决。神和人中间的那个间隔。
Now, first, you must remove that barrier, that dividing wall between God and man.
那在旧约中间是怎么解决的
？So in the days of the Old Testament, how is that resolved?
神给他们设立了祭司。
God has established the priesthood.
在祭司的里头
，and amongst the priests,
很着重的有两。简单的来说，有两件事。
Simply put, there are two functions of the priest.
一个是恢复与神的交通。
One is to restore the fellowship between God and man.
一个是活在与神的交通里。
And the other function is to live, abide in the fellowship with God.
恢复与神的交通，那是献祭了。
Now to restore the fellowship between God and man is to sacrifice.
把人和神中间的间隔挪开
，to remove
那这个交通就接上了。
The barrier, the dividing wall between God and man, so there's fellowship.
那交通接上。是说到地位的问题。
When you're able to reconcile, restore that fellowship, it speaks of our position only.
如果我们的实际不能和这个地位相称的话呢，那人和神的交通还是接不上来。
But practically, even though by position that fellowship has been restored, but practically that is not, if there's no function there.
所以神就给以色列人有了律法。
Then it's not really restored.
你们要按照律法来活在我面前。
And according to the law, you live in my presence.
你们能活出律法里头的要求，那么你们有这个与神交通的实际。可以执行了。
If you live, abide by my law, then you live in the reality of having fellowship with me.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道。
But brothers and sisters, we know.
在旧约里头的人。
Those in the Old Testament.
虽然神给他们有这样的方法，可以恢复与神的交通。
Even though God allowed for them to have this way to restore that fellowship.
但是在旧约的日子。
But in the days of the Old Testament.
这是方法。是有保证，但是却不能做一个永恒不变的事实。
There is a guarantee that the way will lead to fellowship, but it is not itself that forever does not change.
因为在这里就看到什么事情了。
Because here, what do we see?
一个是神的挽，一个是神的神的救赎。
And one we see is the redemption of God.
所以有祭司站立在神的和人中间。
So there is the priest who stand between God and man.
一个是长成。
Now, one, there is growth.
就是神和人中间，不仅是地位上面没有间隔，连实际里边都没有间隔。
Not only in position, then there is no barrier, but even in reality, in carrying it out, there is no barrier.
这个是在旧约时候的特别的情形。
This is the condition in the Old Testament. Then
你就看到了。
You will see
在这里，他摩西。亚伦做祭司，他们为着百姓来求问我。
And Moses and Aaron amongst his priests that call upon me.
在百姓的中间，在一般人的中间，神有撒母耳。
And amongst them, God also have Samuel.
他们是求问神的。
And they are those who call upon God.
所以。弟兄姊妹，注意了。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他们求告耶和华，他就应允他们。他在云柱中对他们说话，他们遵守他的法度和他所赐给他们的律例。我们耶和华，我们的神啊，你应允他们。
They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answers them, O Lord, our God.
这是刚才我所提的，人在神面前与神交通那个地位和实际的恢复。
This is what I mentioned. This is an illustration of the restoration of the position of fellowship and the reality of fellowship between God and man.
但是历史的事实也好，人的天然里面的倾向也好，
Whether what happened in history or just man's inclination altogether,
我们方法是有了，
We have that way,
但是我们活不出来，
But we cannot live that out.
那所以在这里，你看到神说到这三个人，
So here when we speak, see God speak of these three people,
摩西，
Moses,
亚伦，
Aaron,
撒母耳，
Samuel.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
底下的话。
And then it explains.
这三个人虽然是与神恢复交通，并且也成为神和百姓中间的那个连接点。
Even though these three are the ones who restore that fellowship between God and man, and also the connecting point between God and man to sustain fellowship.
感谢主，他们在那里寻求神，神就应允他们。
And praise and thank God when they call upon the Lord, He answers them.
你赦免他们的罪。
To forgive them their sin.
留意上面那一句了。
And then pay attention.
却按他们所行的报应他们。
Though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们很清楚，如果你对旧约的历史还有点印象的话。
Now brothers and sisters, we're familiar with these words if we have impression of the Old Testament.
摩西因着一点的疏忽。
And Moses, because of a bit of carelessness,
他就不能进迦南了。
He cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
别忘了这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget these things.
诗篇就在这里说出神为什么是圣。
And so here, Psalm states the fact why God Himself is holy.
因为不仅是因为他是圣的源头，圣的那个内容。
Not only because He is the source, the origin of being holy, and he is the substance of holiness, but he is also the practical expression of holiness. And therefore, Moses cannot enter Canaan. And Aaron died in the wilderness.
Samuel 在显明神的那个计划的上面没有走到尽头。
And Samuel, according to the manifestation of the plan of God, he did not go to the end.
更重要的一件事。
And even more importantly,
他没有好好地带领他的儿子。
He did not lead his sons well.
那我们一读旧约的历史，我们就看到这些事情。
So when we read the Old Testament, the history, we see all of this.
那怎么样呢？
So then what?
神说，
God said,
你就按着所他们所行的报应他们。
Thou took vengeance of their inventions.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
轻轻微微地提出来，来说明了神是圣。
Lightly speaking, to express the fact that God Himself is holy.
所以他有那个权柄和能力来执行审判。
So He has that power and strength to execute judgment.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以99篇到末了。
So at the end of Psalm 99, it is still those words.
你们要遵从耶和华我们的神，在他的圣山下拜，因为耶和华我们的神本为圣。
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
弟兄姊妹，这是在旧约的时候，神借着诗篇来对他的百姓说话。
Brothers and sisters, this is God speaking to his people through the Psalms in the Old Testament.
好像跟我们现在没有直接的关系。
It seems as if it does not have a direct relationship to us now. No, brothers and sisters.
直接的关系。
It has a direct relationship to us. You must understand.
神为什么提到摩西、亚伦、撒母耳？
Why must God mention these three individuals, Moses, Aaron, and Samuel?
只是他们三个人吗？
Is it only the three of them?
不是还有许多人吗？
And there are many, many others.
连大卫也包括在里头。
Amongst them, David.
到了现在为止。
Or until this point.
连我们也是给包括在里头。
We ourselves are also included.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
Oh, we thank the Lord.
主把整个属灵的征战的历史摆在那里。
When God placed before us the history of the spiritual warfare.
什么是对的？
What is right?
什么是不够对的？
What is not sufficiently right?
神都在这里给我们看到了。
God shows us all.
我们用简单的话来归纳它一下。
In a simple summary.
在属灵的事上。
In spiritual matter.
你我自己永远不能做王。
You and I, simply put, in spiritual matters, we cannot be king.
我们只有一位王。
We only have one king.
那就是神自己。
And that is God himself.
而我们如果是这样的活在神的面前，
If we live before God in this way,
感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
他怎么是善？
How he is good.
他也叫我们给带到一个地步，与他一样，也活在善的那一个彰显里。
We likewise will be brought into the same condition, nature, character of his to live in that goodness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然在九十九篇里头是以旧约的历史背景来交通到这一件事。
Even though in Psalm 99 it is using the background, the backdrop of the Old Testament to share regarding this point.
但是跟旧约新约的实行没有一个限制在哪里。
But it does not only limit the scope, whether in the Old or the New Testament, it is not limited to that.
因为这是一个原则的问题。
Because this has to be due with the principle.
也可以说是一个真理的解释的问题。
Or the explanation of a truth.
许多人说，哎，这是旧约的事情，跟我们没关。
Many would say, oh, well, this is the Old Testament, so it has nothing to do with us.
我们可以这样说。
We can say it that way.
今天你不必再让向旧约那里跑到会幕那里头去献祭。
That we don't have to do as the Old Testament to run to the tabernacle to sacrifice there.
我不是不想献啊，会幕在哪里？
It's not that I don't want to sacrifice, but where's the tabernacle?
好像我们有理由。
It seems like we have reason.
不，神说不是这样。
God says no, that is not the way.
神说要看的是你里面的那个光景。
But God says to see the condition within.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以到了100篇。
So in Psalm 100.
虽然只有两三句话。
Only these few verses.
我们就看到这两三句话。
We can see then.
也是很有意思。
These words are very meaningful.
也是更确定的肯定。 你们要做一个敬畏神的人。
Now to be even more confirm the fact that we must be one who fears God.
要做一个侍奉神的人。
We must be one who serves God.
那，你看看一百篇怎么起头。
And what is the beginning of Psalm 100?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个时候所说的话。
The words spoken here.
应该比九十九篇是宽广很多了。
The time scope is even much more broad than Psalm 99.
没有脱离国度的那个范围。
Because in Psalm 99, the time frame is still amongst the period of the kingdom.
但是你看到一百篇的时候。
But when we see Psalm 100,
你看到那个范围扩大了。
We see that boundary is much more broad.
比国度要大了。
It's greater than the kingdom.
什么？你从哪里知道呢？
So how do we know that?
一开始就是这样说。
So when we see it says,
普天下。
It says, all the lands, all ye lands.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
弟兄姊妹，你知道。
Brothers and sisters, you
know. 这个事情的出现。
The appearance of this condition.
除了在新天新地的时候。
Aside from the new heaven and new earth,
你在地上的历史里边，你找不到有痕迹。
We cannot see such a trace throughout this land and history.
你要看到这个事实的显出。
When we want to see this fact that is manifested here,
你必须看到新天新地。
We must see it is during the new heaven and new earth.
但在旧约的时候，他们能知道新天新地的人不多。
But there are not many during the Old Testament that know about the new heaven and new earth.
先知有轻轻微微的提及，但是他们没有明明确确的认识。
Now the prophets somewhat knew, but they did not clearly, evidently express this.
他们以为天国就是新天新地，新天新地就是国度。
They would equate the kingdom to new heaven and new earth, and new heaven and new earth to the kingdom.
你甚至看以赛亚最末了的那个话。你还是会有这个错觉在那。
Even when we see the last words of Isaiah, perhaps we have that misconception there.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他在那里发表他的心思的时候。
Here, when he expressed his heart to us.
他不叫我们走错路。
So we would not go error.
99篇国度为主。
Psalm 99 is focused on the kingdom.
100篇是新天新地。
Psalm 100.The theme is focused on the new heaven and new earth.
所以一开始就说到普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
So at the very beginning it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
弟兄姊妹，你就注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
普天下
all ye lands,
都向耶和华欢呼。
They all make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
这个普天下是包括多少多大的范围。
So what is the grand scope of all ye lands?
当只做人来说。
Of course, speaking of man.
当然人一定在其中。
Of course, man is in the midst of that.
但是我们在新约的启示里头，我们可以看到。
But in the, under the revelation of the New Testament, we can see.
在神那一个永远的旨意完成的时候。
At the completion of the eternal will of God.
耶和华当受欢呼。就不是只限于人这一个范围。
That we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord God is not only limited to man,
连万有
，but
都在那里显明这样的一个事实。
But it is all creation that will manifest this fact.
那我们看看启示录第五章。
So we can take a look at Revelation chapter 5.
印象更深刻一点。
We will have a deeper impression then.
从十一节开始吧。
Starting with verse 11.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配的权柄丰富智慧能力尊贵荣耀颂赞的。我又听见在天上地上地底下沧海里和地天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
We have read from Revelation chapter 5 verses 11 through 13.
弟兄姊妹，就在这里，你看到那个称颂神那个范围，从国度的 那个范围扩大到新天新地。
And brothers and sisters, we see the praise toward the Lord God has expanded from the kingdom to the new heaven and new earth.
当新天新地里边显明出来的时候。
And when it is revealed in the new heaven and new earth.
你看主的话是这样说，一切被造之物。
You can see then in the word of God is all creation.
不是只有。
Not only
蒙拣选的人，
those who are chosen,
连一切天地间所有被造之物，
but every creature in all creation
都在那里称颂神，感谢神，
and they all praise and give thanks to God.
我们感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
所以你九十篇一开始把这普天上摆出来的时候，我们看到这是新天新地的光景。
So in Psalm 100, we can see this is the condition in the new heaven and new earth when all that will make a joyful noise to him.
给我们看到就是到了新天新地的时候。
And it shows us at the new heaven and new earth.
许多事物都改变了。
All things will change.
连旧天旧地都改变了。
The old heaven and the earth will pass away.
但是有一件事情没改变。
There's one that does not change.
什么事？
What is that?
神自己。
God himself.
所以神成为从永远到永远的神。
So from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
地上的人事物，
all the people, events, and matters in this world,
宇宙里头的各样的安排，
and all the arrangements they're in.
到了新天新地的时候，全都不存留了。
In new heaven and new earth, all is not kept.
旧天旧地里头的一切都给神。
All of the old heaven and old earth will pass away.
换过新天新地。
And it will be made new.
弟兄姊妹，你知道叫做新天，那是旧的天没有了。
And you know, just the fact that it's new heaven, that means the old heaven is gone.
新地。
And the new earth.
旧的地也没有了。
In other words, the old earth is gone.
当然这个旧地不单是指着地球这个地。
Of course, when it says the old earth is not speaking.
现在你所接触的宇宙里头的那个那个都可以称为另外的一种地，也不存留了。
The old globe, the old world, but in fact, all of this universe will not be in this way, in this condition.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你就，所以你在一百篇的里面。
So in Psalm 100.
你就看到人和被造之物和神中间那个关系是带到这个完全的制高点。
You can see all the creation and the relationship with God is brought to the highest point.
所以一百篇里面呢，你说它的主题就是什么呢？就是肯定一件事情，你们要向耶和华欢呼，你们要侍奉耶和华神。
So you say, what is the theme of Psalm 100? It is for sure this, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord and to serve the Lord.
因为在那个时候神显明他是从永远到永远的。
Because there, God will manifest himself as everlasting to everlasting.
其他神以外的的事物全都给废掉了。
Anything outside of God will be done away with.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你留意到。
Pay attention.
下面接着说出来的一件事。
What it continues on to express.
那是说到属神的人和神中间的那个关系。
Those who know God and their relationship with God.
这里只是说的很简单的说。
Here it just simply states.
我们第三节。
Verse
3. 那里提到你们要向神欢呼，要 乐意侍奉耶和华，来向他歌颂。
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，你读圣经的时候，你常常，你学，你真的学会了上神问为什么。
If we truly learn to read the scriptures, then we have to learn to ask God why.
你会发觉很有意思，神就用他的话来回答我们的问题。
Very meaningfully, God will use His own word to answer our questions.
那现在神在这里就来说了。
So here God states,
第二节开始。
Starting with verse 3.
你们当晓得，耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的， 我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里，这句话，把神和我们的关系一步一步的提升上去。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the relationship we have with God here goes step higher and higher.
第一件提出来就是我们是他所造的。
The first is that He is He who created us.
他是造我们的神，我是他手里所造出来的人。
He is the one who made us, and we are the work of His creation.
但是你神造出这样的人，可以摆在那里作为玩具，可以啊。
Well, if God created us, He can place us there just as a toy.
像现在许许多多人家里为孩子们预备好多玩具。
Just as maybe in our homes, we have many different toys prepared for the children.
神要是把我们造出来就放在那里，好，这个是可以，叫我的心里有点欢愉。
No, so would God create us as a toy and place us there that will can bring Him a little bit of joy? No.
神不是这样做。
That is not what God has
done. 神把人一造出来的时候，
when God created man,
就让人和神中间有了一个非常紧密的关系。
There is a very intimate relationship He has with man.
我们回头来看到创世纪你就知道了。
When we reflect on Genesis, we understand.
我们是叫做他的形象被造。
We were created according to His image.
我们是借着他的安排来得着权柄。
And it is according to His arrangement, authority has been delegated to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们成了他家里的人。
And we become a member of His household.
而且是起初神造人的时候很清楚摆明的是事实。
And that is stated very clearly when God created man.
我们走迷了。
We have gone astray.
神来挽回，神来拯救。
God has redeemed us and has come and saved us.
你特别留意第下边。
And then you continue on.
我们和神的那个关系又进一步了。
Our relationship is one step further with Him.
进一个什么步呢？
What is the step further?
我们 是他造的，也是属他的，这一步过了。
We have gone that He has made us and we belong to Him.
我们是他的民，
we are His people,
也是他草场的羊，
and the sheep of His pasture.
当称谢进入他的门，
and we shall,
当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他称颂他的名。
We shall enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name.
那个属灵的关系又往上提了。
Brothers and sisters, you see the spiritual relationship continues to ascend.
我们是他的民。
We are His people.
虽然我们失落过。
Even though we have fallen,
但是他把我们寻找回来。
But He has sought us out.
如同羊一样的牧养我们。
And He has fed us as sheep in His pasture.
直到我们与他面对面。
Until we see Him face to face.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以他就说。
So He says.
你们要称谢耶和华。
Praise the Lord God.
你们要常常感谢他。
And you have to often praise and thank Him.
为什么？
Why?
因为你看着神在你身上所做的。你就知道什么叫做耶和华本为善。
Because when you see what the Lord has done upon you in your experience, you know the fact that the Lord Himself is good.
你在99篇就是一直说，你就知道耶和华成为他是善。
In Psalm 99, the Lord Himself is holy.
现在到100篇的时候呢，
So in Psalm 100,
他就不是在说99篇那一个词。
Not the same term as Psalm 99.
因为耶和华本为善。
For the Lord is good.
这个是说到神的性格，完全是说到神本身的性格。
This completely again speaks of God Himself, His own nature, His character. We thank the Lord.
所以他在这里就说了。
So here it says,
你不要看他对摩西、对亚伦、对撒母耳他们的一些事情在神的面前受了一点的很难有个对的名词来说他们。你说惩罚也不是惩罚。啊、报应是那是这里头的，但是你认真说起来的时候 连报应也是不太晚，想不出，我想很久，有那什么个明星来说的话呢？不过你就知道那件事了。他说，神是最好的。
So even though we may consider God'srepayment or his discipline to Moses, Aaron, and Samuel, not a very fitting term how God has dealt with them, but it says here, for the Lord is good.
99篇是说他是最善的。
And in Psalm 99, it says,
最圣的。
The Lord is holy.
100篇说神是最好的。
Psalm 100, the Lord is good.
你我对着这位又圣又好的神。
So, for us, toward God who is holy and good,
他在我们身上所显明的一切,
upon all that he has manifested upon us,
你该有什么反应呢?
What ought to be our response?
说你接连看到这连几篇, 除了说称颂耶和华, 歌唱耶和华, 欢呼耶和华。
So, besides, we see, we praise him, we thank him, we exalt him.
好像没有叫给我们看见还有侍奉耶和华
and to serve him.
那除了这几样，好像你没有看见神指着我们该走的路是如何的选择。
That our response ought to be praising, thanking, exalting, and serving him. There seems to be no other choice but to do that.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一百篇把这一个心思来一个总结。
And this is how Psalm 100 summarized such a desire.
什么总结呢？
What is the summary?
最末一句话
and these last words here
他的慈爱存到永远他的信实直到万代
His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations
回答出来说什么呢
What is this conclusion?
从永远到永远
From everlasting to everlasting He does not change
从永远到永远
From everlasting to everlasting
人的心都是挂在人和他被和被他所造的物的身上。
God's heart, his cares upon man and all of his creation.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
诗篇到了九十篇以后，我们说就是卷四开始的时候。
We have mentioned from Psalm 90 onward, that is the beginning of book 4.
这一部分的诗篇不住的说出一二三就说到人如何渴慕活在神的殿中。
We have mentioned before Psalms 1, 2, and 3 speaks of how man longs to dwell in his temple.
九十到一百零一百零几篇啊，就是到第四卷了，那就是在那里透过不同的层面、不同的方法来发表神对人渴慕住在他殿里头的那一个心思的反应。
From this book 4 of the Psalms, it gives us the response of God to those who long to dwell in his temple in various expressions.
如果主恩待我们,
if the Lord is gracious to us,
叫我们的眼睛明亮一点,
if he opens our eyes,
你就看到了第四卷里头是围绕着一个中心。
It surrounds this central thought.
一面告诉我们说,
On the one hand, it tells us,
神是可敬拜的,
He is worthy of worship.
你们应当敬拜神,
you ought to worship God.
另一方面,
On another angle,
他就说出,
He tells us,
我们在跟随主的事上, 虽然常常带着愚昧和软弱,
even though when we follow the Lord, many times we're weak and foolish,
但神那永不改变的性质和心思他总要扶持我们走到尽头。
But the fact that God changes not, He will sustain us and bring us to the end.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么我们今天晚上只能看到这里了。
So tonight we'll end here.
我以为可以把101篇也看过。
I thought perhaps we can finish Psalm 101.
因为101篇是刚好我所说的那个事情的那个转折点。
This Psalm 101 is actually a changing point, a turning point in what I just shared.
也说得很具体的，神说，你们要进到我面前来，这样享用我，服侍我，敬拜我，那你们 要学的功课，一步一步你们要跟上来，那是102篇，102篇以后开始的事。
So Psalm 101 is very practical to tell us if you want to come into God's presence to enjoy Him, to serve Him, to worship Him. Very practically, it tells us how we ought to be.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
从诗篇这个，你说它容易读，它也的确是很容易读，但是你说很难完全领会，也的确是很难完全领会。
When we read the Psalms, you can say it is quite easy to read, and perhaps, but if you say to understand, it is not easy for us to understand.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他赐人智慧启示的灵在我们里边动动工。
When the Holy Spirit, the wisdom, of the wisdom of spirit and wisdom, revelation works within us,
我们就能看见。
Then we would be able to see.
我们也能明白。
Then we will also understand.
因着他的扶持。
Because He sustains us.
我们虽然落后，但是还是可以跟上。
Though we fall behind, we're able to still follow on.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告一下。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
当你的话语一打开的时候
，When your words are open,
真的是发出亮光，叫我们愚昧的人通达。
It really gives us light and calls, gives wisdom to the simple.
我们不够认识你。
We do not know you enough.
我们常常在你的喜悦的事情外面来游荡。
And many times we wander outside of your pleasure.
但是感谢主。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你却一步一步领我们回到我们该站的地位。
Yet step by step, you lead us back to the position which we ought to stand.
要活出你要我们所显明的见证。
And to live out the testimony you desire for us to have.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为在这一世上，一切切事上，你没有保留你自己。
Because in all of these matters, you did not
hold yourself. 你舍己做了我们的赎价。
And you have given yourself to be our ransom.
你继续在那里，借着圣灵的运行。时刻的纪念着我们。
And through the working of the Holy Spirit, you constantly remember us.
为要把我们带到最满足你心意的光景里。
Until you bring us to a condition that will fully satisfy you.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们不得不说。
We must say.
你真的是配得荣耀、尊贵和称颂。
You are truly worthy of praises, thanksgiving, and honor, and all glory be thine.
我们将祷告仰望。奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.